Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. Now, this podcast is an update in relation to Stage 2 tenancy law reform in Queensland, and I'm recording it on the 13th of May 2024. Now, Friday just gone, the 10th of May, was the final date for the committee who've been reviewing the tenancy law reform bill that was introduced into Parliament for them to report back to Parliament. Now, the significance of this process is that it's quite a normal process that an independent committee, which are made up of parliamentarians, members of parliament, review certain bills to scrutinise it and to give feedback back to the government in relation to any suggestions at all to improve or change the bill that they've introduced into parliament. Now, it's a little bit surprising because of some issues with the bill, but regardless, my point is the Parliamentary Committee have tabled their report back to Parliament and have said that pass the bill and with no changes. So what we know now, it's pretty much all systems go, and Parliament sit again in a couple of weeks. I think it's the they sit again on the 21st of May. I'm expecting that certain things will progress pretty quickly, and what that means is some of the changes in the bill will happen rather quick, and I don't mean tomorrow, I don't mean next week, but probably in the next number of weeks. And some things, most of the other things, will happen at a later date, so much further down the track, but they'll go through the parliamentary process, and as I say, it'll be a much later date. So I just wanted to update you to let you know that the committee part has progressed, and they've reported back to Parliament on Friday just gone, on the 10th, to say, hey, all good, make no changes, proceed as you have done in relation to the bill. And basically, it's going to progress pretty quick from there. And again, I stress, it won't be tomorrow, it won't be next week. It'll be, some things will be fairly quick. Majority will come at a later date. Now, just a reminder that I'm at the end of the month starting my Real Estate Excellence Half-Day Property Management Excellence PME events throughout Queensland. I held them in February, March, where I gave you an update about Stage 2 and a lot more. This time, as I say, starting end of the month, I'll be covering Stage 2 as a majority of the topic. Plus, I'll be covering the CPD, the Mandatory Compulsory Professional Development, which is a totally separate matter under our legislation, the Property Occupations Act, and be covering other items as well. So realestateexcellence.com.au. And the normal Cairns, Townsville, Mackay. I always get nervous here. I'm going to forget someone important, some area important, but Rockhampton, Gladstone, Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg, Ipswich, Toowoomba, Gold Coast, Brisbane, realestateexcellence.com.au. Two things to look at there. One's the RTRA app blog, that my public blog, that I've got what I've just said here in relation to the committee report and the latest update. And secondly, realestateexcellence.com.au and the training events. I look forward to seeing many of you again soon. I just assure you we've got this. There's going to be quite a bit of change again, and some will happen. A couple of things will happen fairly quick, and the others will come at a later date. So there'll be enough time for us all to learn and adapt. And I recommend, as always, keep your lessons up to date as much as you can in relation to these laws. Members, you know we're an email away to continue to support you on this issue and any other matter that we can assist you with. Thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.